stop, rides, refreshments, and recreation with your hosts, Michaela and Rachel. Please stand clear of the doors.
Ow, my arm!
Welcome to another edition of Theme Parks and Rec Podcast.
Sorry. Eating some candy?
I am, and it's all your fault.
It is all my fault, but it is Halloween after all.
It is Halloween, so I'm having a wonderful Snickers mini bar that you brought back from Anaheim.
All the way from California.
Yes.
I can't believe it. I was surprised it didn't melt.
Me too.
That's why I brought it as a carry-on. All the candy.
All the candy was a carry-on.
I did. I thought I was going to be stopped, honestly. That is like, a full bag of candy.
Ma'am, I'm sorry, but you have way too much candy.
I'd have been like, well, you could have a little bit, and I could take the rest.
Yeah, so that's a little teaser.
Yes.
We're going to talk about your trip to Disneyland and Oogie Boogie Bash.
Oogie Boogie Bash.
So excited to talk about it.
Oh, it is a lot of stuff.
A lot. But let's get into some recent news and updates in the world of theme parks. And this just makes me happy.
Oh, more Frozen.
Yay! And the movie's not even out yet, so just get ready for more.
Oh, yes. Frozen is all over the parks. All over. And of course, since it has to do with snow and freezing and Elsa, it has to be in with all the Christmas stuff, you know.
Right.
Of course. So Frozen 2 treats are coming. More of them. So there's Arendelle Aqua treats, and now there's going to be Frozen 2 treats.
Now, are they treats or are they things that you can spend your money on? Is it the food?
The food.
Oh, they're Arendelle Aqua foods?
Yeah, I had the Arendelle Aqua cone.
Oh, that's
a couple
right.
weeks ago.
It's not just the spirit jerseys and the Mickey ears.
No, there's ice cream, there's donuts, there's
goodness.
Drinks, a lot of stuff.
Clearly need to get over to Walt Disney World and check these out. So
the
more
Frozen 2 stuff will be fall themed. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, I know. So Frozen 2 treats, more are coming to the Walt Disney World. So get
yes,
ready for that.
More.
And then they announced that Villains After Hours is going to be returning in 2020.
Yes, and you got to visit Villains After Dark.
Yeah, it was cool.
Last time.
It was cool. So they're upping it from 10 nights last year to 24 select nights, and they're starting February 1st and running through July 10th. So they've got a lot more dates, and they've got Fire-Breathing Maleficent Float, Villains Unite the Night Stage Show, which I enjoyed thoroughly. Dance Party is an overlays of Space Mountain. It's Pirates of the Caribbean. All you can eat popcorn, ice cream, novelties, and bottled beverages included in the price of your admission for that special
yes.
event, which was cool. Advance tickets on sale now. They're like $145 plus tax.
And we have an episode.
Yeah, we talked about it.
In the past, so.
Yes, so look back at one of our previous episodes where I talk about my trip to Villains After Hours. And this is cool. Originally the Jungle Cruise, but the Christmas overlay of the Jungle Cruise is the Jingle Cruise,
yes.
returning November 2nd. So this weekend, you can get your jingle on the Jingle Cruise.
And I just found out that they do not have Jingle Cruise over in California in Disneyland.
Really?
They only have it here. They used to have it over there, the overlay, but now it's just over here. So it's something special we have that we could say, you know what? You have to come to Walt Disney World for it.
Okay, cool.
I love the Jingle Cruise. They're jokes.
I've never been on the Jingle Cruise.
You never been on the Jingle Cruise? Mm. Have you been on the Jungle Cruise?
I've been on the Jungle Cruise.
Okay, so the Jingle Cruise just have a bunch of Santa hats.
Cool.
And different costumes for the skippers.
That's fun.
And, oh, I love their jokes.
They're so bad, they're good.
They're so bad, they're
yeah.
good. Absolutely. And gearing up for the movie to come out next year, the Jungle Cruise.
Oh, that's
movie,
right.
With The Rock and Emily Blunt.
That's right. Oh, gosh, that's going to be good, too. All right, Epcot. I don't know anything about this show.
So the story of Coco, if
right?
you've seen the movie Coco.
I have. It's such a good movie.
It's so cute.
It's so visually beautiful.
It is. Oh. And they have a show that they have now actually in Disneyland and for a short time is returning to Epcot October 31st to November 2nd. It's almost like it is a puppet style show, but it has live singers and dancers as well. So the people who are singing and dancing also have puppets attached to them.
Oh, okay.
So it's very cute, and there's a little Miguel,
mm-hmm.
and it's manned by an actual actor that's in the show, and he's singing, and he's moving the mouth of Miguel. And
where's the show take place?
It's in the Mexico Pavilion mm-hmm. in Epcot. Mm-hmm. So it is right in front of, I guess, the...
where the food is and the merchandise?
Next to the little stands.
Right.
So you won't miss it. They have a sign for the show times.
Cool.
And a lot of people gather. So if you really would like to see it, since it's only being offered for 3 days, mm-hmm. get there early.
Yeah.
Because they show it right now in Disneyland all season for the Halloween season. Mm-hmm. And people were crowding the area. And Epcot, last year when they had it, they also did the same thing. So I suggest getting there early, getting your spot. You might have to stand or sit on the ground. Mm-hmm. But it's a worth it show. It's very cute.
October 31st through November 2nd, this weekend only. Go check that out. This weekend also, Universal Orlando Halloween Horror Nights. Only 3 days left to go check that out. Tonight, October 31st, November 1st, and November 2nd, and it goes away for another year.
It goes away, and it's not the same houses, so it's not the same thing every year. So if you're thinking, I really want to see these houses, they might not return next year.
So get out there and check that out this weekend. SeaWorld Orlando, their Christmas celebration.
Yeah, it's making its return again. Have you been?
No, I haven't.
So they have Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, which is one of my favorite movies.
Like the claymation thing?
The claymation. And then they have all like the Sesame Street characters dressed in their wintry outfits. And a lot more other fun things. And we'll share with that later because it does start
November 23rd.
So November 23rd. But we have more information on that. But we'll share with you a little later.
That'll be a different show.
Yes. We'll focus on Halloween now.
Yeah. Busch Gardens Tampa Hallowscream ticket deal for the last weekend of the event. October 31st, tickets are $29.99, I believe, plus tax,
yes.
Possibly. November 1st, $34.99 plus tax. And November 2nd, $39.99 plus tax. So a nice little ticket deal if you're wanting to go check that out for the first time this season.
Not bad for tonight.
No.
If you need something to do and you want to go get scared,
yeah.
There you go.
Or if you haven't been, it's a great deal to go check it out for the first time. Or if you've been already and you want to do it again, not too shabby. And then they have their Dia de los Muertos event this weekend. Festivities start at 3 o'clock each day and include a Latin DJ, a mariachi band, and food items like churros with ice cream. There's also a tequila tasting station. Yes, please.
And that does not need an extra ticket.
Right.
It's a part of your admission to Busch Gardens during the day. And if you have your Hallowscream ticket, you could also partake in those things.
Okay, cool.
So that's also a good way to say, you know what, this ticket deal might be for you.
Legoland Florida, free admissions to veterans in November, which is awesome. Love that. And then you want to talk about the Year of the Pirate?
They announced that they're going to be celebrating the Year of the Pirate. So you both did it. And then in 2020, because like we said before, the new Pirate Hotel is opening April 17th. And they're just going to have a whole bunch of stuff going on. They have the new ski show opening April 18th, which is pirate themed as well. And a Pirate Fest weekends, which will be starting 3 consecutive weekends beginning April 18th. And they'll have character meet and greets. They'll have special food, special shows.
Cool.
So a lot of cool things are going on in 2020 for Legoland Florida.
Wow. Lots of pirate stuff.
Lots of pirate.
All right. So that's pretty much a wrap on the news. A lot of it happening this weekend, wrapping up the Halloween events. And then next week, obviously, we'll get all into the holidays and all of that stuff. But we can't go without talking about your big cross-country trip. So we're going to talk about Oogie Boogie Bash, which happens at California Adventure
Park yes.
in Anaheim.
Yes.
Versus Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party, which happens right here in Walt Disney World. So, Michaela, you flew to L.A.
I flew to L.A.
Drove to Anaheim and got to experience Disneyland magic. Which I'm
yes.
so jealous, but you brought me back a shirt, so I'm very happy. Thank you. But I'm going to get there eventually. Like, at first, I was like, no, you cannot bring me a shirt because I have not been there myself.
Oh, that's what you were thinking?
But I'm like, but that's a really cute Christmas jersey, spirit jersey with Disneyland on the back. So I splurged. But now I just have to go there so I can, you know.
You can wear it there.
There you go.
See?
See?
That's all right.
All right, so talk to us about Oogie Boogie Bash.
The Oogie Boogie Bash, like Rachel just said, it's their Halloween party, very similar to our Mickey's Not So Scary. But in California, they only have two parks.
Mm-hmm.
Very different than here. We have the four parks, and it's a whole big universe here.
Right.
And over there, their parks are right in the middle of Anaheim, California. And with their Halloween party, this is the first time they've had their Oogie Boogie Bash. This is their first, they say, first quote-unquote fright. And they used to have Mickey's Halloween party would be in Disneyland Park, similar mm-hmm. to our Magic Kingdom.
Okay.
So this one, we wanted to experience it because first, it sold out.
Wow.
And they released a couple of tickets. So we were able to snag one last minute and decided to go.
Awesome.
And with Oogie Boogie Bash, if you've seen The Nightmare Before Christmas, it is Oogie Boogie.
Mm-hmm.
Oogie Boogie is the villain
mm-hmm.
in Nightmare Before Christmas. So it's his bash.
Okay.
And I wasn't a huge fan of Nightmare Before Christmas when I was like younger.
Right.
But as an adult, now I rewatch it and I'm like, oh, I actually do like this movie.
Yeah.
So I rewatched it on the plane before going
nice.
To the park because I wanted
did
to make
research.
Sure. I did my research and made sure that I did not get characters' names incorrectly.
You don't want to insult the characters,
I do not,
Michaela.
I do not, but I fell back in love with the movie. So when you start off the day, very similar to Mickey's Not So Scary, you get to go in earlier
okay.
than when the party starts. So the party started at 6, but we were able to go in as early as 2 p.m.
Cool.
And Mickey's Not So Scary, it's usually go in as early as 4 p.m.
Right.
So it's a little earlier, but the difference is it's because this park is smaller.
Mm.
So they only allow a smaller amount of guests in the Magic Kingdom, Mickey's Not So Scary, and the party only went to 11 p.m.
6 to 11.
6 to 11.
Okay.
So it's not as late as, you know, like the midnight 1 a.m. that mm-hmm. Magic Kingdom's open till. So we enter in at 2 o'clock on the dot because we wanted to make sure that we were
yep.
going on the rides and seeing all the fun stuff before the party actually started. So we get our wristband, just like the other parties. And there was nothing party related until 6 o'clock. When 6 o'clock started, that's when all the eerie music started
cool.
and they let out crows.
I saw that on your Insta story. I'm like, they released the crows? Really?
They did. And I was next to Soarin'.
Uh-huh.
And Soarin' is in that park, very very different than our Epcot. And I was staying there waiting to go into an immersive trail.
Uh-huh.
And I could hear crows. And I thought it was just happenstance that they were
right.
there. But then when the party started, they released all of them. And I was like, oh, I see. They had them ready for the party.
That's crazy.
So it was very interesting to like see them flying in the sky. And it was a very gloomy night.
Mm-hmm.
Usually California is not very, doesn't have very much clouds in the sky. But that night it ended up being so. So we got, after all the crows got released, we went to our first immersive trail.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
One of five.
Okay.
They have Oogie Boogie, Mad Hatter, Dr. Facilier, Maleficent, and Evil Queen. And they're not just the theming of it. They have the characters actually there interacting with the guests.
That's so cool.
Right? And our first one was Maleficent. And you see her. She's dressed up in her attire. She has a little, pretty much like a podium or a little, mm-hmm. pretty much like a parade float she was standing on. And her laugh was so accurate.
Really?
To the movie, it was kind of creepy. And some of the kids were kind of frightened of seeing these villains like in person,
right?
Like, in front of their face, not on a parade float and not on a stage. They were in front of their face.
Wow.
And it was not a character meet and greet.
Right.
So you just see yeah. them and you walk past them and you get your candy.
Cool.
So with that being said, since it's an immersive trail that also included candy, but at Mickey's Not So Scary in Magic Kingdom, their candy is just candy. And there's one spot in Tomorrowland at Magic Kingdom that they gave you applesauce. Here at Oogie Boogie Bash, they not only had candy, but they had like Sun Chips, they had Pirate Booty, they had
oh,
Craisins.
Wow. So you raisins?
Yes, you could choose between either candy or the other snack that's there.
That's cool. That's a nice idea.
And I like that because I was able to always, because I picked a lot of the chips and the pirate booty because I could store that in my pantry and take it to lunch for work.
Yeah, you brought in a big bowl of candy, so but you didn't bring in any chips or pirate booty, woman.
I am keeping the pirate booty.
Man.
Because that
that's worth the price of admission.
I love it. The amount of stuff they gave you.
Uh-huh.
And with different from Magic Kingdom at Oogie Boogie Bash, instead of having a bunch of trails of getting your treats, they had a little bit amount, but they had four stops in one trail to get candy.
Neat.
So you stop, you get in, you get candy. You walk a little more, you get candy. You walk a little more, you see the character. You walk a little more, you get more candy and more candy and more candy.
Oh, that's nice.
So it's you could fill up your whole bag in one immersive trail.
That's cool.
Instead of just going to five.
Yeah.
So we ended up going to all the immersive trails, something that I really wanted to do. And they also had another thing called Villain's Grove. No candy in this one. But at California Adventure, they have this grizzly peak and this trail that usually during the day, it's like for adventurers and they go around and they climb things and the kids like walk around in it. But they transformed it to a Villain's Grove where each of the parts, when you walk through it and you venture out, is based on a different villain.
Oh, that's cool.
So they put little things in there. So the actual villains are not there, but it's like, quote unquote, their home.
Mm.
So it's really cool to see. But with that one, if you would say this goes on another year's, I don't recommend going into it unless, like, you love seeing decorations because it took us, like, an hour to walk through. It took us, like, 20 minutes to get in, and it took us about 40 minutes to walk around.
Mm.
So it takes a big chunk of your day.
Mm.
And if you don't care about it, some people online are like, this was a waste of my time. Mm. I thought it was cute, but I don't know if I would do it again. It
depends on what your priority is.
Yeah, your priority is not that. And my biggest priority was going to the immersive trails and meeting the characters.
Mm-hmm.
I did not go on a single ride.
Didn't you?
No, I did not. Because there was so much to do between 6 and 11 that I could not even say, okay, let me go on this ride. Even though they were like only 10 minutes long wait, it wasn't my priority.
Okay.
But I did meet a lot of characters.
Yes, you did. And they had a lot of different ones.
Let me tell you. Yeah. In Magic Kingdom, they really just have like the basic characters that you always see other than like Jack and Sally for the Halloween party, which for Mickey's Not So Scary in Magic Kingdom, Jack and Sally is the top notch. Like that's the one that is the longest wait. It's about like 2 hours long. So if you want to meet Jack and Sally at Magic Kingdom, get into that line first before the party even starts so you can meet them first and be out of there. And they also have Lotso in Magic Kingdom. That's another one that's people love to go to and you don't see them around. But in California Adventure, they had a lot more characters that you don't see often.
Yeah.
They had Dopey from Snow White, Pinocchio, and the Blue Fairy from Pinocchio.
Yeah.
And they had some villains. They had the villain from Mulan, Robin Hood, Pocahontas, Hunchback of Notre Dame, and the Big Bad Wolf.
Yeah.
From the Three Little Pigs. And many more. And they had Anna and Elsa like they do at Walt Disney World. And they even had Rescue Rangers, which is Chip and Dale.
Yes.
But in their Rescue Rangers outfits. And they had the characters of Tailspin.
I love Tailspin.
And they also, which I got in line for absolutely, was Kim Possible. And Ron Stoppable.
Yep.
And they also had Phineas and Ferb, which they don't have. They used to have at Walt Disney World when it was on TV, but now they don't.
Uh-huh.
But that was a cool chance for people to see them. And then they had Kingdom Hearts. Goofy and Donald dressed as their Kingdom Hearts characters.
That's
which
neat.
People who are big fans of video games, that's a great one to go to. And they had Marvel Friends, which they don't have Avengers characters at Walt Disney World. Incredifriends, which is the people from and the Incredibles, Mickey and Minnie in their Halloween costumes. And then they had Sadness and Bo Beep, which they also have at Walt Disney World. And then they had Lightning McQueen, Cruz Ramirez, and Mater from Cars.
I love Mater.
Yes. So, and that was just the ones that I saw.
Right.
And they said they had even more.
Wow.
Because it's different than Walt Disney World, where it's the same character the whole time throughout the whole party, theirs, they would be like, okay, this 30 minutes will be Pinocchio and Blue Fairy. And the next 30 minutes will be Dopey. And the next 30 minutes will be back to Pocahontas, but back to Pinocchio.
Mm-hmm.
So they were always switching things out. so it would run faster. So the characters, when they take their break, it would be another character coming in.
That's neat.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yep. And then the other things they had, very similar to the Magic Kingdom party, is that they have a parade, but their parade at the Oogie Boogie Bash is a little shorter, but it also is Nightmare Before Christmas themed. And both at Mickey's Not So Scary and Oogie Boogie Bash, they had the Descend Dance Party, where they have all the characters, not the characters really, it's just like dancers dancing to the songs.
Really?
Yes.
I love Descendants 3 so much.
You do?
Oh my gosh. Yes, I can't tell you how many times I've watched it by myself, a 35-year-old female, watching Descendants 3 and like singing the music.
No shame.
Love the music in that one. Okay. Oh man.
Yes, and they also had it at the Mickey's Not So Scary.
Oh, they did.
So
okay.
I'm hoping they bring it back next year, but yes. They might bring Zombies, which is their other movie that's the sequel's coming out next year. And then they had the Mickey's Trick and Treat show, which is inside of a theater.
Okay.
And it was Join Mickey and Pals for an interactive Halloween party with dancing and Not So Scary story and a special treat. I didn't get to see it because I was preoccupied meeting characters.
Mm-hmm.
But I know I saw videos online. It was very cute. It had all the characters come out in their costumes and they revealed who they were. And they were talking about trick-or-treating and being safe and all that stuff. And then to end the night, we saw Villainous, which is their show. We have fireworks at ours, but they have like a water show.
Oh, cool.
Very similar to Fantasmic if you've been to Hollywood Studios, but they don't have live actors. They just have the water display. And if you've ever been to Disneyland, if you've seen World of Color, it's in the same place and the same pretty much like water and lights. It's just villains themed.
Very cool.
So that a little girl who's deciding if she wants to be a princess or change it up and be different and be a villain.
Hmm.
So Oogie Boogie Bash is telling the tale of the little girl, and she's meeting different villains along the way, and she realizes it's okay to be different.
Oh, what a nice
so
message.
It's very cute and very different than the Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween party. It's much smaller, but they have a lot of jam packed into it.
I'm not including the airfare to get there and losing your bags and all that.
Oh, yeah, all that
but
mischief.
Worth the money of a price of admission for Oogie Boogie Bash?
I believe so. If you either want to ride the rides in a park with low weights, I think it's worth it. And if you like very exclusive characters, I think it's worth it.
Okay.
If you don't like Halloween stuff, no.
Now, how would you compare it to Mickey's Not So Scary?
Although they're very different, I liked Oogie Boogie Bash a little more, maybe because in my mind, it's a new thing to me. So I've gone to Mickey's Not So Scary pretty much every year for the past 3 years.
Right.
And Oogie Boogie Bash is brand new. But I do like Oogie Boogie Bash because of the characters.
Okay.
Yes. And Disneyland, one last thing, they have a lot of food. Much more than Walt Disney World, like specialty food.
Seriously?
Yes.
Because I could imagine more food than Walt Disney World.
Right? Well, Walt Disney World, they have a lot of nice treats, but their treats stay for a long time. Mm. In Disneyland, they have holiday treats. They have specific event treats because a lot of the people attending Disneyland are people who are native to South California.
Okay.
That go often. So Disney pretty much has to cater to them in the sense of not keeping everything the same.
Right. Kind of changing it up more
changing
often.
Changing it up. Yes. So
give them more reasons to keep coming
absolutely.
Back.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So you might be able to see the same thing in Disney World in the next 2 years.
Uh-huh.
But Disneyland, it's always going to be different, especially with food.
Huh. Very interesting.
Yeah. So if you want to go to Disneyland, you can.
I do, Michaela. We got to figure out when we can go. Maybe, you know, I was talking about going on that Disney cruise by myself, and then I realized you have to pay for two people, even if you're one.
Yeah.
Which I think is single discriminatory.
But they should have single people rooms.
They should, but whatever. So maybe I'll just save my money so I can go to Disneyland.
Yes. We got to go to D23 Expo.
Well, that's in 2 years. I don't want to wait that long.
Oh, you don't want to wait that long? You want to go?
No, I want to go.
Hey, you know what? I really want to go to Christmas time, so maybe.
Oh my gosh.
Maybe next year. No, not this year.
Yeah,
I cannot say to do this year.
No, you are on it. No more spending.
Lockdown.
No more spending. Okay, so that was very interesting.
A lot of jam packed.
And I know you have the park map over there, and I'm dying to look at it.
You can look at the food guide.
Oh boy.
Lots of food.
Delicious.
I ate a lot. I ate a lot.
Yeah. Well, you should. Well, there was one thing that you had that looked amazing, and I can't remember what it was. And the one thing I did learn from following you on social media was that I didn't realize this. The Haunted Mansion is different.
Yes. So in their Disneyland park,
yeah,
they have Haunted Mansion just like similar to ours. Not the same thing.
No, it's a more a New Orleans style plantation house.
Yes.
And then during Halloween, they have an overlay of Nightmare Before Christmas. So I was like, what is that place? It looks so cool. And you're like, that's the Haunted Mansion. I'm like, no, it's not. You're like, no, it's different over here. I'm like, oh. Okay.
Oh, and the Nightmare Before Christmas like overlay is so cute. If you like the movie, you would definitely love it. If you don't, you're not going to get a lot of it.
Okay.
But it's so cute.
Okay. Nightmare Before Christmas was like one of those like cult movies.
Like cult classics. Yeah. Like, and then now people are, now everyone loves a Disney. Well, it's a Disney movie. So.
Yeah. All right. So what's your theme park tip of the week?
So I was going to do it based on character meet and greets. Even if you're going to the parks or going to the special parties, make sure to be looking at that app and going and lining up for those characters first.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Our boss is outside the window making faces, and I can't tell if he's trying to get in here or not. But okay, so look at the app for the character meet and greets.
Yes, and check out the locations and get to who you want to meet first, because even throughout the day during regular days, like Mickey and Minnie could be a very long wait.
Okay.
So get those fast passes, look up those times, and go meet your favorite characters.
Awesome. Thank you so much. We crammed a lot into this show. Thanks for sticking with us. We'll have more next week on another episode of Theme Parks and Rec. If you have any questions, email us, themeparksandrec@gmail.com. Catch you later.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.